pressure drop. Oh, pressure. Oh, yeah, pressure gonna drop on you. It is you.
Oh, yeah.
It is you, you.
Oh, yeah.
It is you, you.
Oh, yeah.
I say pressure drop.
This is the last night, maybe, here at this building, this Kaechung basement, right? Maybe? Possibly? Hopefully. We might be in the new space next time you hear my voice. That'd be sweet. This is the show, the No Age Show. I'm down here. Yeah, you know, I'm real happy to be here right now. I had a order of spring rolls earlier, summer rolls, I think they're actually called, from Cafe Villa. Yeah, boy, those things are great, huh? They got the tofu wrapped up in there with the mint and the rice paper. Solomon, want to hand me a record? Anything you want. I'd like to thank you guys all for listening. There's also a... Is the Kaechung zine out already?
Yeah.
It's here. It's beautiful looking. It's at Ooga Booga for sale. Anything you want. It looks really great. There's some really good stuff in there. You should pick one up. Oogaboogastore.com. Or stop by the basement when we move out and squat. All right. How do I make it? How do I play a tape in here? Oh, yeah, we got it. We're good. So, here's another song for you guys that I picked out.
The angels above and the whole world.
you doing? You guys, hey,
what's happening?
So, is that up? Can you hear that?
Yeah, I turned the monitor down. The monitor, yeah. Okay. It's working. All right. I don't want to feed.
Hey, so we have a special guest in the house. Say hello.
안녕하세요.
We're talking with Daehoon from Wagwag.
All the way from
Korea.
Sure
you're all very familiar with, but if not,
from Stockholm.
We'll explain. Daehoon played with us in South Korea when we played.
Yeah.
In Seoul.
Yeah.
And.
South Korea.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, here in the States. Yeah, you just say Korea and people may think, you know, we were going undercover.
Have you ever been to North Korea?
No, we can't. Basically.
You can't, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
we can't go there.
You can take the little tour, right?
Yeah, it's been recently, like just really, like last, it's been only 3, 4, 5 years.
Or oh, okay. All
yeah,
right.
Yeah, just like specific place.
And yeah.
And they control everything.
DMZ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, oh, DMZ. Yeah. Yeah.
Like here in California, we have TMZ.
Similar.
What's TMZ?
What is TMZ?
It's the. Buddha. It's the Buddha. No.
No.
Buddha. Oh, Porter. Oh no. It's a show. It's a TV show. It kind of is the border.
Yeah, I thought we were talking about North Korea or something. No.
Okay. It's a border of decency.
Oh, okay. Okay.
So yeah, we played with your band. Mm-hmm. Wagwag.
Mm-hmm.
And Wagwag is an acronym, right? It means
it means we aren't gay, we are just Korean.
We aren't gay.
We are not gay, we are just
yeah.
Korean.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
What was the reason for that name?
We are two piece band. Mm-hmm. And then we always ask like you guys are together or couple. Because we've been friends for like 10 years.
Yeah, we get that all the time too.
Yeah, yeah. So, yeah, yeah. So it's like we just made this inside joke.
Yeah.
And also our like outfit and looking and everything. Yeah. So it's like, are you guys together? Are you guys couple or something? Yeah. So we were like,
we're just Korean.
Gay. We're just Korean. And then we picked up the first letters of the sentence, W-A-G-W-A-K. So. Yeah,
just in the just. We are just Korean. That yeah, like, yeah, that, you yeah, know, because yeah. You can wag-wag. Yes. It wouldn't really work.
Mm.
That's that cool.
We should change our name.
So we aren't gay. We're just no age.
Yeah, exactly.
TVs are gay.
That's we're what just, I say. We're not gay. We are just homosexuals.
We met. We played with you in South Korea, and then now you're visiting here on tour, or just traveling yourself.
We just finished a small tour in Canada. We played at Panmunjom Tour Festival, and then a show in Toronto, and then. Just traveling in the U.S. and I'm here with No Age. Amazing.
Awesome, huh? Yeah. Well, glad you're in town. And we met you. You lived in Seoul, and now you live in Stockholm.
Yes.
And after that, you're going to move to London or New York?
Basically, I live in Stockholm and London at the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah, for shows, I'm going to London.
International, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. cool. Well, we're going to play one of your songs.
Oh, yeah.
Any particular? Wagwag.
Always the first.
Always the first. Here's Wagwag coming live from Kaechung.
Thank you. earth for English babies. Send the army and the navy. Beat up strangers who talk funny. Take the greasy foreign money. Skin sharp, red leather hotline. Be prepared for the engage sign. Bridal books, engagement rings, and other wicked little things. Standing in your socks and vest, better get it off your chest. Every day is just like the rest, but Sunday is best. Stylish slacks to suit your pocket, back supports and picture lockets, sleeper towns and sleeper trains, to the dogs and down the drains, major roads and lady smalls, hearts of oak and long trunk calls, continental interference at death's door with life insurance.
Working in now. I said it. She's a long day gone.
Y-Y-D. White whack.
White whack, white heat.
We're not gay, we're just white light, white heat. So like I said before, this is...
turn the wrong thing down.
This is the, you know...
It's a complicated board. There's like six channels on this thing. I'm only three of them.
You know, this is the last night here in the basement. We're going to move to the new space.
What?
Solomon's been working on.
Good job, Solomon.
Sorry to wake you up, Solomon. Solomon's sleeping.
Sleeping man.
Solomon's supposed to be guarding the door.
I told you, I did not want any fat industry people in the front row, Solomon.
You know, I've seen you sleep on that thing a few times.
Have you sat in that chair? It's like a marshmallow.
I never have.
Is Solomon's
it
sitting
comfortable.
In a... What's era of art would you say that chair is? It's kind of...
Yeah.
Is it what school of... Sort of, you know, like postmodern 80s, wipe your paintbrush off. Not quite Jackson Pollock.
Postmodern puffy chair.
Yeah.
That's you
Solomon's
look very comfortable.
New solo project, postmodern puffy chair. It's a performance piece where he sleeps.
On that chair.
Radio show.
If you guys could see this, it's beautiful.
Well, you should subscribe and follow K-Chung at K-Chung Radio on the Instagram. If you do that kind of thing, you
Lord
know,
help me.
If you're into voyeurism and social media networking with friends or young people.
K-Chung at K-Chung. What is it? K-Chung.
At K-Chung Radio.
At K-Chung Radio.
But you already know that because you're listening to at K-Chung Radio.
You already know that. I'd like to thank everyone who's chatting with us.
Yeah.
On the chat room.
I just want to give a shout out to Jostens. If you're going to buy your class ring, make sure you buy it from Jostens. This episode is brought to you by Jostens. So we're here with Daehoon Kim.
Yeah.
Tell us about Kim. It's a large family.
Yeah, it's basically like thousands of them. You know, it's like... So many, like three last names really popular in Korea. Kim, Park, Lee. So like, it's all from different area in Korea. So it doesn't come from all the same.
Right.
it's incredible.
A lot of them.
I don't even know how to phrase the question.
I'll let you run with that one for a while.
I mean, is it like the Smith in America? If your name's like John Smith, that's sort of a common name.
Yeah, Kim, yeah, it's quite a lot. I can only say there are a lot.
Sure, yeah.
No specific reason.
Right. But in school, mm-hmm. would they seat you by your last names?
No, yeah, we don't call people... But like just last name, more like first name is kind of like even we don't call like Mr. Kim or Mr. Park. Oh. We call first name with like so or something. Even you like have like five Kims in room, mm-hmm. and then it doesn't really matter because they don't call you Kim, right. They call your first name. So it's. It works in Korea, right?
I'm just curious if were there any girls growing up named Kim Kim?
No. Kim Kim is too much.
That'd just be stupid to name your kid the first name and last name.
There is a thing. Well, Kim, I feel like is a woman's name here in the state.
Yes.
So like. But every time I say like Daehyun, so they were like, what, Daniel, what, Darren? It's like just, they don't get it. So I just started saying, my name is Kim. Yeah. And then they were like, it's woman, girl's name or something like that. So I was like.
And you were like, wag, wag.
Yeah, I was just like, Mr. Kim, please.
You know? Oh, hey, so you just, you're called Mr. Kim.
Mr. Kim.
That's pretty cool.
That works.
Quite cool, right?
Yeah. Kim, yeah. Kim, Kim.
Kim, Kim.
Yeah.
Kim,
Kim. Now. Kimchi.
Ah,
does that have anything
different.
To do? Is that from a certain region, or does that have anything to do with the last name? Or
no,
is that
no.
Kim, what does Kim mean?
Kim, literally Kim means. Sometimes it can be, like, gold. Sometimes, We pronounce gold as gum, but like it's from the Chinese letter. You can also pronounce kim.
Hmm.
So, but kimchi, kim doesn't really, I think, connect to it.
So chi, different. So kimchi is
kimchi is just like just kimchi.
So know, okay, it's just kimchi.
Oh, there's it's
not
actually separate. No.
Kimchi.
It's not two words. It's one word.
It's one word. Yeah, kimchi.
Because when we were over there, you know, I'm a big kimchi fan. You know, I like things like that, kimchi, sauerkraut, and I had some good vegetarian kimchi. That's sweet. We got the slideshow, and. The, you know, you took us to a place and the woman, I liked it so much, I told the woman that I liked her kimchi and she gave me a bag, a plastic bag of kimchi, and I walked around the city with it and it smelled really bad.
It is.
And I got in the cab and the guy was like, ugh, take it out of the cab. But, you know, I brought it home and remember that, Beth? Stunk up the room and I woke up in the morning and ate a few bites of it.
Was it good in the morning as well?
It was better in the morning, but I didn't take it because I didn't want to smell it. I didn't want to smell up the car or anything, so I left it. I ate a lot of it in the morning. It's a good breakfast thing.
It is. We eat kimchi in the morning.
Yeah.
We eat kimchi. We eat kimchi in the morning, and afternoon.
Kimchi in the morning.
Yeah, kim. Yeah.
You eat it in the morning. You eat it afternoon, midday, and
like whenever we have.
Right. You eat it with rice.
Rice and kimchi goes together.
That is so great. I like it a lot.
It is good. You just put kimchi on the top of rice.
Yeah, that's great. I could do that.
And feel it, and it's just amazing.
So another interesting thing about you is that you're also vegetarian.
Yeah, I am.
Is pretty rare in South Korea. We didn't find many people who are vegetarian. Rare.
And then, so I kind of found this treat every time I go to the restaurant in Korea. And then I stop saying I'm vegetarian because they don't take it seriously. So I say I'm allergic to meat and fish.
Yes.
It worked. It worked really well.
Yeah, that's good.
Otherwise, they just, just eat. Oh, just go away or something.
Yeah.
But some of them really not, you know, like, oh, really? Okay, we'll make you a game. But sometimes they get really angry. They feel like I don't appreciate their food or something.
Yeah.
But it's different, right?
I do the same thing here. I say I'm allergic. Mm-hmm. It's a lot easier.
Allergic to meat and fish. They are like, oh, so poor. Like,
yeah.
I'm so sorry for you.
Oh, please accommodate me.
I was born this way. It's not a choice.
Yeah. I saw Doug Aitken earlier, and he was in South Korea. He's an artist. And he said he went to a vegetarian temple, and they had a 20-course vegetarian meal at a Buddhist temple.
Oh, yeah. They do have in temples.
So it was really good.
It's easy. Yeah.
Saw him earlier. Yeah.
You know, I wanted to ask Ms. Hofek a question. When we were in Korea, we went to a cafe that was unique that we didn't have in the States. I was going to ask if you remember that. I don't know, but I have to pass this microphone over there.
Are you talking about the dog cafe?
Oh, yeah.
No, the dog cafe.
Where the dog brought up the check.
Yes.
Explain this one to us, too. I mean, we're just, please. You know, I'm curious about that.
What's the dog?
Well, cafe? The dog cat. So for you guys at home, we went to Korea. They have South Korea. They have dog cafe and the cat cafe.
Yep.
You go in, you get coffee, you get beer. You used to be able to get beer. Not anymore.
You can, or you can get beer. As well.
And there's a bunch of dogs hanging around. You can pet them, play with them. And, now, I don't think you could do that here because I think there's a lot of regulations and things, health codes and things like that. Because the dogs were pissing and shitting all over the place.
They're so quick to clean up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. They were like steps, just ready, always be ready. And then when every time that they pee, shit, and then they just clean.
And
there was that cocker spaniel that got banged with a squeaky hammer.
Yeah, they hit him. They hit him with a hammer. They hit that cocker spaniel with a squeaky hammer.
I didn't like that.
Beth was upset.
Yeah, there was. Yeah.
Did the dogs get hit a lot with a squeaky hammer?
That was my first time as well.
That was your first time? Oh, so they're they're kind of a tourist thing.
It's not. It is, but sometimes. But I'm the one who never went there, something like that, somehow.
Yeah.
Yeah, but all my friends, they always go there and they have so much fun there. So it's
for people who don't have animals and they want to pet.
Yeah, basically, sometimes. What your roommates or your parents or like you don't want to have dogs in your home because it's a natural process.
Yeah.
But they love puppies. They love cats.
Yeah.
So somehow they started like having this
dog cafe and cat cafe. And
so then smart.
It got really popular, and then now it's kind of everywhere you can go.
But the dog cafe is like a dog daycare, and the cats live there, right? Is that the difference? Because I was very confused of where the dogs came from, but
they wash them.
Picking them up. Remember, people were picking them up. So I think it's like
the dogs don't live there.
Yeah, it's like a daycare.
I think they live there.
Maybe the one that brought the check was there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we also gave, after we drank, we gave the dog the check. He came over, grabbed our check, and brought our change back.
That was
weird. That was really cool. Mm. So here's another song. Did you pick out a song? Or Randy pick out a song? What do we got? Hey,
that's good.
Yeah, let's hear another Wag Wag song.
Second one
is the third one. Hey.
What's happening? You are listening to No Age Radio?
Yeah.
Live on K-Chung.
You're here, man.
Radio.
K-Chung.
We're here with Dayun Kim Chinatown. From Wag Wack. Chinatown. Just heard. Incredible band.
We're going to have a dinner in a couple days.
Yeah, you're all invited.
Welcome. I'm making a spicy rice cake or something.
Ah.
It's all about how spicy it is. You know,
the more spice, the better. Yeah.
Be ready.
Bring EYO.
Spice. Bring your own shit. Bring your own shit. Shit.
EYOS. Okay.
I don't know. I think I just learned something. Well, I was gonna ask. Maybe I don't know. It's a longer conversation, but the lyrics of the Wag Wack songs are in English, and how does that work?
What? Me and my band, we grew up listening to music from the US.
And you speak English, so it makes sense.
in the UK or Canada or something, like since like middle school, you know, yeah. So it's been almost 10 years, more than 10 years. So automatically, it just comes out, it's just in English. And we've tried writing in Korean, but it didn't go well. And then we didn't feel that comfy because all the music we listen to is in English.
There's no Korean bands that you're into, like older bands or?
Oh yeah, we love like bands from 60s, oh, okay. The 60s and 70s.
Oh, the kind of psychedelic bands.
Psychedelic,
huh?
Yeah. And really cool, sometimes kind of like disco, like psychedelic at the same time.
Yeah.
Bluesy sometimes, and it's really cool. Yeah.
But are those records hard to find over there?
Oh, it's really easy. There's... Yeah. Like Sunday market going on, there's market going on Sunday, and then you just go there and then like you get tons of like vinyls on the just floor, just
wow.
It's really cheap. Like
we didn't do any record shopping really over there.
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
No. I was trying to take you guys to the market, but it was kind of late or something. Yeah, just $2 or $3 you get a vinyl, and then it's from all 60s and 70s. Some of them are really rare, so it's kind of expensive normally. And they don't even know sometimes like if this is expensive one or not. They just categorize just in the cheap one, you know? So it's kind of hunting. It's fun. It's fun. Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
Nice. We also discussed Psy.
Oh, yeah, Psy.
He's recently come to America. Yeah. Are you aware of Psy?
Oh, yeah. Right. My brothers are really into Psy. Yeah.
Gangnam
Style. Was he popular in South Korea for a while?
He's been popular like for 10 years.
Okay.
More than maybe. Something
okay.
Like that. Yeah. He's really popular.
Did you tell? Remember when we got off the plane?
Oh, and yeah. We were
on the
girl group from Korea.
Yeah. We were on a plane with some sort of.
Take Five?
Yeah, Take Five.
Or I don't know.
There are many.
Like, popular girl.
Like the Spice Girls.
Yeah.
Five girl of group. Them.
I don't know. No, I don't know.
I think so.
Yeah.
It's Dave Brubeck. Dave Brubeck covers.
So many. Some of them are like 12 in it, you know, like just...
12 of them are 12 years old?
I don't even know if they know each other, like...
right, like Menudo. It's just kind of interchangeable. Yeah. You just replace it.
I'm just kidding. They all know. They are friends. Yeah.
But Psy is like the biggest thing. But
yeah. It was surprising. It was surprising, really. Yeah.
He was trying to explain that it's, you know, he was popular 10 years ago, so it would be like Jeff Foxworthy or something, maybe, just now crossing over.
To Korea?
Yeah, or to just Korea, like into global, the world, yeah.
Yeah.
Or Carrot Top. He just kind of got this sort of...
What's the best?
Because he's like a comedian, but also a pop star.
Yeah, he's comedian and pop star as well. Cool.
I'm trying to think if there's
Andy
anything
Samberg.
Like that over here. Yeah. It's hard. I don't feel like it's good comedy records.
Are Steve Martin.
Yeah.
I don't know who.
Yeah, I don't know. Anyway, we're gonna play another Wag Wack song and say goodnight to you. Tuck you into bed, kiss you on the forehead.
Thanks for coming. Read your bedtime thanks for story. Coming out.
Oh, thanks for having me here, and then
world famous K-Chung.
Yes,
we're doing this.
This song is on the instrument, no vocals.
Oh,
do you want to sing over it?
I can just.
Well, Dean, maybe you can sing in Korean over it.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. We'll work on it.
I think I taught you some Korean.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Okay. Fair enough.
Come on.
Feel free to sing along in Korean, anybody at home listening.
Oh no, if you were to put a vocal melody to the song, maybe what would it be? If you did, was this always an instrumental, or you maybe had a part to it? You never had a vocal part before.
I don't know. I don't have to put it on the spot.
Maybe, yeah, you
know. It's a good song. I should play the song on the record too. Come together. Work in progress. Who's this new song?
Yeah. I remember this song live. No, you play this live? Yeah. Remember when we played and that kid was stage diving? Or he tried to stage dive?
Yeah, he just kept going along.
He just stayed on stage for like 5-6 minutes or so. Yeah. It's like a first stage diver.
The comment of stage dive?
He didn't know what to do. Making me nervous.
I didn't know what he was trying to do.
I was like back and then watching the him there. I was like, so much. Stop him.
Tackle him.
Yeah. I think I've learned my lesson touching audience members.
Yeah, lawsuits and things like that. Yeah.
Punch him?
To touch them? You don't know where they've been, though. You don't want to touch them. They could have, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Could be eating kimchi all day.
Look at that bag of kimchi. Could have been walking around with a bag of kimchi.
Do you ever throw kimchi at bands while they play?
No.
That would be great.
Let's start that trend.
I'll open my mouth when they throw it so it'll land in my mouth.
We should make a music video like that. People throw us great food.
Yeah. Kimchi. Or different kinds of food.
Oh, yeah. And then
brownies.
Maybe it'll happen.
Well, they just want to throw money at us.
Yeah.
Oh. Well, that's it for us. We're No Age, and thanks a lot. That was Wag Wack, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. Any parting words? Anything you want to say?
All right.
That's it.
See ya. Oh, we need that transition music.
See you again real soon. Oh, transition music.
Just hit play and send the tape up.
You're listening to Patreon Radio.